In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way of the Lord. Evangelist Mark calls John, who was the last of the prophets, the beginning of the gospel of the Son of God. For the end of the old is the beginning of the New Testament. Had the icon of St. John here. From our reading this morning, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." Here, God the Father is speaking to God the Son, calling the forerunner an angel, because he comes to announce and to proclaim the coming of Christ. John prepared the way of the Lord by preparing the souls of the Jews to accept Christ. This is the coming of the promised Messiah to the nation of Israel. And hearts are being softened to receive the light. In verse 4 and 5, John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And then all the land of Judea, those from Jerusalem, went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. The baptism of John did not bestow the forgiveness of sins, but it led mankind to repentance. It was a preparation for the baptism that Christ would bring, which bestows the forgiveness and the remission of our sins. The forerunner proclaimed the baptism of repentance so that those who repent and receive Christ would have the forgiveness of sins. In the scriptures there it says, "For the remission of sins." It literally means to let go. It means to let go of those sins. Later, in Christian baptism, God not only forgives our sins by letting them go, but he also brings us into union with Christ. In Romans chapter 6, too much to read here, so I'll just read two verses. "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Both in his death and in his resurrection, we are dead to sin and we will rise again together with him to eternal life. So John prepared the way for our Lord Jesus Christ, for his baptism. And so we too can prepare ourselves the way of the Lord. We should prepare the way of the Lord in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. John preached a baptism of repentance. St. Gregory Palamas says that, "Repentance is the beginning the middle and end of the Christian way of life. So it is both sought and required before holy baptism, in holy baptism, and after holy baptism. If I could quote from St. Gregory again. As repentance is the beginning and end of the Christian way of life, the Lord's forerunner and Baptist, who was himself the starting point of this approach to living, preached saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And the Lord himself, the perfection of all goodness, said the same in his preaching. Repentance means hating sin and loving virtue, turning away from evil and doing good. These acts are preceded, however, by condemning ourselves for our faults, being penitent before God, fleeing to him for refuge with a contrite heart, and casting ourselves into the ocean of his mercy, considering ourselves unworthy to be counted among his sons, as the prodigal son said when he repented, "Lord, I am not worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of your hired servants." The forerunner and Baptist of the Lord publicly raised the subject of the kingdom of heaven, affirming that it was near, so that people might reckon themselves unworthy on account of the greatness of the divine and heavenly kingdom and condemn themselves, which is the beginning of salvation for everyone and an occasion for returning to God. As St. John prepared the way of the Lord in calling people to him and opening the kingdom of heaven, we also need to prepare our hearts to receive the Lord. To receive the Lord on Sunday in the divine liturgy. To receive him in the Holy Eucharist. It's interesting that sometimes you get, with everything going on, you forget why you come and why you're here to worship and to receive the Lord into our hearts, that he might give us grace and strength and mercy for those things that we need, that he gives us that which we need to be able to compete against the evil that's in the world and to run the race, so to speak. St. Timothy, Paul calls out to St. Timothy and says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." That should be our prayer. That should be our desire as we live in this world. Finally, "There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." All of us who have loved the appearing of Christ, who've run the race, will be given that crown of righteousness. Just as St. John, the Baptist and forerunner, prepared the way, let us prepare the way of the Lord in our own hearts for his coming to us, that we may receive him in our own hearts and in the heart of our church, that we may love and serve him and each other all the days of our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.